AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A new revelation from the FBI. The man charged with killing nine people at a church in Charleston, South Carolina, shouldn't have been able to buy a gun. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
Weeks before he bought the gun, Dylan Roof was arrested and admitted to possessing illegal drugs. The admission should have prevented him from completing the purchase. But FBI Director James Comey says the FBI examiner who did the background check never saw the arrest report because the wrong arresting agency was listed on the paperwork she looked at. He said the sale would have never gone through if she had seen the report. Comey told reporters he has called for an internal review into how the FBI uses criminal background checks in gun transactions. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
In Columbia, South Carolina, the Confederate flag was taken down from a spot on the statehouse grounds for the final time.
Today was a historic day for all of us, and we just wanted to come out here and see history being made.
Denise Quarles' mother was one of the nine people killed at the church in Charleston. A day after it was revealed more than 21 million people were impacted by a big government data breach, Catherine Archuleta has resigned as director of the Office of Personnel Management.
She did so of her own volition. She recognizes, as the White House does, that the urgent challenges currently facing the Office of Personnel Management require a manager with a specialized set of skills and experiences.
That's White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. Secretary of State John Kerry says there are a couple of very difficult issues blocking a nuclear deal with Iran. The deadline for a deal has been moved back to Monday. Cheers and ticker tape in New York today for the Women's World Cup champion, Team USA.
I've been supporting USA since, like, day one, so for them to win is, like, it makes me proud.
The parade moved along Manhattan's famous Canyon of Heroes. The Dow is up 232 points. This is AP Radio News. Omar Sharif has died.
You may remember him from the movie Lawrence of Arabia in 1962, which made him an international star. But Omar Sharif was also Che Guevara, Marco Polo, and Genghis Khan in the movies, not to mention a Jewish gambler in Funny Girl. Years ago, he told us,
I want to live every moment totally and intensely.
His surviving son, Tariq, revealed in May that Omar Sharif had Alzheimer's. He was 83 years old when he died in a Cairo hospital after a heart attack. I'm Rita Foley.
Top seed and defending champ Novak Djokovic moves on to the men's final at Wimbledon. It took a tiebreaker to win the semifinal.
It was very close, but that was probably the turning point, and winning the first set tiebreak was psychologically very helpful for the rest of the match.
Djokovic faces Roger Federer in the Wimbledon final. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.